This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
And in the morning, I'm solving riddles. Hey, everybody, it's A Riddle Riddle. This is Riff Raff. We also got James and Kiki.
That's my favorite one you've ever done. What episode number is this? 600?
Yeah, 600.
You finally found the perfect intro.
I can't wait until it's just a series of like, riddles have layers, Shrek, it's Hey Riddle Riddle.
Have you seen this riddle? It's Hey Riddle Riddle.
Frankly, it sounds like you were reading a newspaper
while you my dear, I don't give a riddle. What else?
Farquaad, more like riddles now. It's Hey Riddle Riddle. Oh boy. Well, you know, we've run out of good ideas for the show.
Yes.
We ran out a long time ago, but we're here.
Oh, I did have one joke I just thought of.
Oh, yeah?
What if during an election, a state was called a swing state? Remember Wayne's World?
For like Wayne's World?
I was workshopping.
Is this for 2020?
Mm-hmm.
For like Ohio?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think we should definitely get
Dana Carvey and Mike Myers there and have them call it a swing state.
Yeah.
Is that fun?
Yeah.
Anything to make this next election lighter.
Yeah.
If Mike Myers and Dana Carvey didn't mind hosting like a election night live event where they're reading the results live.
I take it back. That sounds amazing.
Just to give people another option that's not CNN or Fox or MSNBC.
Adult Swim,
or Pornhub.com/news. Anything that's not that. I think that would be a very fun thing to do.
Should we all say who we're voting for? That might be a fun discussion.
Mm-hmm. I'm only going to vote for an independent candidate.
Mm.
But we're talking about which M&M's flavor are you poll, right? Because I'm voting for Reese's Pieces.
You're really an anarchist, aren't you,
Jamie? Some men just want to hold the world in their hands of chocolate.
We haven't recorded in a very long time. What did I miss?
It's been a while.
It's been 7 months.
Let's see. I was at Gen Con. I just got back from Gen Con. So was KJ.
And when you're hearing this, that'll be 2.5 months later. But yes.
2.5 months. That was my favorite sitcom spinoff.
2.5 months.
Months. Months.
Is this a Frasier joke?
Yes. Yes, it's a Frasier joke.
So Gen Con was great. I went and saw ELO in concert. Do we know ELO?
Aaron, do you know what ELO stands for?
Aaron. And then I don't know the other one.
Likes orgasms.
Yeah!
Electric Light Orchestra. And I had a thought while I was watching the show. It was phenomenal. And while I was watching it, they did one or two songs I didn't know. And I was with some friends, and I thought the funniest thing to do when you don't like a song is versus screaming or booing is to just go, I guess. So every few songs I would go, I guess, but I was far enough away that they couldn't hear me.
Can it be original members? Is ELO still the original?
It's called Jeff Lynne's ELO. So it's only Jeff Lynne.
Okay.
And then I think the rest of the band was all fairly young.
Yeah.
And then at one point he sang, which is one of my favorite songs of all time, which I never thought I'd see live in my life. Because I'm going to die young. Kesha. But Danny Harrison, George Harrison's son, came out on stage and they sang Handle with Care, the Traveling Wilburys song.
I love that song.
Which is one of my absolute favorite songs.
Me too.
And I was like, there's no way I'd ever hear it live. And then he played it with. So it's Jeff Lynne and George Harrison's son, which is about as close a collection as you can get because Dylan's the only one else alive, I think.
Do you remember in the mid-2000s when all those artists like Jenny Lewis and maybe the guy from Bright Eyes did a cover of that
Connor
song?
Connor Oberst?
Yeah, and then I didn't know Ben that. Gibbard, like that okay. whole like group of musician folksy, friends, yeah, yeah. folksy, mm-hmm. like independent singer. Yeah. They did a cover of that.
I gotta check that out. I also, so I guess is what you yell at a concert when you don't know the song or care for it. And then we also, I went for dinner. And if you ever pick up the tab at a dinner or lunch, you have to grab the receipt and insist you take it, mm-hmm. and then look at the bill, and then just loud enough so people can hear you, but soft enough to where it seems sad. You just have to go, "I'm ruined." And then when somebody says something, you're like, "Did you need some?" No, I got it. I said I got it. I'm ruined. James, what you've been up to?
It's funny because when we're talking about little receipt bits that you do at breakfast this morning, we placed our orders and the server.
You famously had breakfast at your friend Tiffany's house?
Yes, and I ordered diamonds.
It was a waste of an order?
Yeah. We placed our orders and then the server said, "And is this going to be one check or two?" And I said, "Ask us at the end of the meal."
That's pretty good. That's a fun little thing.
I think it's a fun little thing. I think it's a fun little thing.
And then when you get the bill,
I'm ruined.
That feels like a what's it, like a Job from Arrested Development thing.
Yeah.
I'm ruined.
I made a huge mistake.
So yeah, that's what I've been up to. I went to breakfast this morning. Aaron, what have you been up to?
I was in Boston for 2 weeks.
Think I'll go to Boston.
I was there for half of the trip. Exactly.
Yeah, the song Boston.
For half the trip, I was with my boyfriend and his family on vacation in Boston, which is bizarre because I was like, I'm at home, but I'm not at home. And I was doing all touristy things. And then,
the whole trip, you were calling him your Boston baked boyf?
Yeah. And then he broke up with me like 11 times on that trip. And then the second half of the vacation, he met my whole family for the first time.
How'd that go?
It was crazy. Okay, everybody, listen.
Okay.
My parents and his parents, him and I, all went out to dinner together.
My parents and his parents, him and I. Hold on. Can I get a piece of paper? I need a piece of paper.
His parents,
my favorite Jim Carrey
movie. And then the two of us all went out to dinner together. And everyone sat down, and for 5 minutes, all four parents were speaking at the exact same time.
That's
everyone was so
amazing.
Nervous.
Awesome.
I was so scared. Oh my gosh, I was so scared.
Why were they nervous?
Are parents nervous to meet other parents?
Well, I think I got my parents in such a tizzy of like, don't embarrass me. I was so scared.
I saw my dad almost meet another dad once, but they they made eye contact, and they both booked it in different directions.
Oh, I know what happened there. It was him from the future.
Yeah.
Can't occupy the same space.
So Aaron, they were
nervous. Yeah, I think that they just were like, because I've known my boyfriend for like 5 years, uh-huh. and I think we've been hearing so much. You know what I mean? Mm. Like they just were, and my parents are nervous and didn't want to let me down.
Did they have like in the Venn diagram of conversation? Was there a set that was like they had the most overlap for conversation?
Yeah, that's a good question. They loved talking about like being Catholic. And Irish.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so that's fun.
Huh. We'll beep that out.
Yeah.
No, but like talking about
they
like
love talking
growing
about being
up.
Beep and doing a beep.
Like growing up with that kind of background and how like ridiculous it can be sometimes.
Did he meet Mitch?
He did meet Mitch and he loved
full deets.
Mitch.
Full deets.
Well, my boyfriend was nice enough and I was nice enough too to take my niece out of daycare for a day and we watched her for an entire day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the best day ever. And then Mitch came home and bought. Sean,
what's going on in here?
Yeah. What do I do with my baby?
Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an Irish Catholic.
Yeah, but Mitch.
Welcome.
Sean really liked Mitch, so.
That's great.
I guess egg on all of our faces, huh?
Matt. He
well, you threw an egg at us, so.
Yeah. And I guess you got a little splash back on you since we were in such close proximity.
Yeah, you got eggs on all of our faces.
Eggs on all of our faces. Well, speaking of getting a total facial.
Let's we'll do riddles.
That, we'll hold on. Wait.
We'll beep that out.
No, my
facial.
My transitions are flawless. All right, let's take that back. Well, speaking of being totally covered in cum.
Wait. I have one thing.
Oh.
I came in with a game that I made up while walking home, very stoned from ELO.
Okay.
And I wanted us to play one round.
Oh,
and I'll go the first round so that you can think up one you want to do.
Okay, gotcha.
So the game is...
Boy.
What's the funniest song?
If you've listened to High Riddle Ruddle, you have very low expectations for what this game is going to be.
The game is, what's the funniest lyric you can sing? And you don't want to sing a whole song,
uh-huh.
but just like a lyric or two. What's the funniest lyric you can think to sing in the voice of the Muppet Swedish Chef?
Can you give me the voice of the Muppet Swedish Chef just so I can get
Ferdy,
into
Ferdy,
it?
Ferdy, Ferdy, Ferdy.
Okay, got
so
it.
So I'll go first, and this is the one that made me laugh, that made myself crack up laughing mm-hmm. when I was devastatingly high. It was bird and earth here, bird and rain, at the playground is where I spent most of my days.
KJ just made... Okay, we've surprised KJ and shocked KJ a lot, but that just completely took them out.
I don't know what I was
expecting.
I'm dying!
I don't know what I expected, but I got more than I thought.
Also, I'm so thankful for my ex.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, wait. I can't even do the voice. Why is he singing our national anthem?
That sounds like that YouTube of the person who started singing the wrong words to the national anthem. Was that some baseball game or a hockey game?
Oh, Fergie.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, pain.
James, you got one?
Just pain. Oof.
So any lyric, the funniest lyric to sing in the voice of the Swedish Chef.
If we're speaking, can me hear?
What song is that?
What song was that?
Who neck gripping?
Oh, I smell sex and candy.
Scream.
There's my mix of candy.
Oh, my God.
I wish you would step back, friend, and leech, my friend.
I'm dying.
Marcy's Playground. Little Marcy's Playground.
This game sucks.
Little Marcy's Playground.
This is the most fun game. Thank you, Adel. Yeah.
Oh, yes, KJ, go ahead.
KJ's
yes,
coming
KJ,
in.
KJ's coming in.
What an
KJ,
honor.
KJ has something.
It was so fun.
All right. Let's have them come on this mic.
Okay.
Here we go. This KJ is KJ playing mic. The game. Best lyric in your voice of the Swedish Chef.
Flirty, flirty, flirty. Flirty, 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 flirty,
flirty,
flirty.
I can't do it.
Okay, KJ,
KJ was so excited, and no one knows what the fuck they were doing.
KJ, that's gonna be the first. That's gonna be the first non-host dead. Stop. And for KJ, since we have one for everybody, for them, what are we doing? We're gonna do bed stop. It's gonna be a bed stop. KJ, what the fuck was that
KJ,
song?
KJ, what song was that?
Slower. It's like
no, don't do it slower.
Don't do it again, please. Don't do it slower. Let them do it again. Yeah. Let them do it again.
Here's my one caveat. Okay. You have to do something else than say the word flirty.
Okay. Gordy, 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 gordy. think like sad 2009 ballad, pop ballad on the radio.
Tell me what this was.
This was Someone Like You by Adele.
Flirty, flirty, flirt, flirty, near, flirt, near.
KJ, you're right. That
flirting,
is very
flirting,
funny.
Flirting, near.
And
okay, so
people
will never recover.
Listeners, surely you've turned off the show at this point.
Yeah.
But if you have a favorite lyric or song to sing in that voice, post it on Twitter or Instagram.
Yeah, make a video.
And tag us with Chef Flirty.
Yeah, Chef Flirty. It has to be a cappella, though. Yeah. No backing track.
And Flirty is spelled...
Although, if you can find a karaoke backing track...
Flirty is spelled like
Why
when you flirt
with someone. Why are we
discouraging
that? F-L-I-R-T-Y. Flirty.
Chef Flirty.
Now, I assume that all of our listeners have stopped listening. The only people that could possibly still be listening at this point are the people who subscribe to the Patreon, because they're used to this at this point.
Yeah. Oh, wait, this isn't a Patreon? Oh, I'm sorry. Use the hashtag Birdie Fears Birdie.
Oh, my God.
But we are going to move... along and do some actual riddles. I know people are...
that was kind of a riddle.
It's kind of a riddle. You're right.
Yeah. Just like if you make... Any kids movie, if you make a kid watch it.
Yeah. You're just like my dad who used to make us kind of pancakes growing up.
Oh, my
Dad, this
God.
Is $20. It's kind of pancakes.
It's kind of pancakes. Get a job. I was in an army war.
that just made me so happy. Yeah, holy shit.
This
okay.
is... these are... in line with my favorite warm-up riddles, these are... seemingly from a riddle book that someone found. This is, I don't know, you didn't give me permission to use your name, so I'll just say this is from Simon. Simon emailed us in. And Simon says, I found this 1959 book in a ditch, and that's where it belongs. All the riddles are bad, and many are also racist. Here are some of the better, and then in quotes, better, in quotes, in parentheses and quotations, better riddles. So these are the best riddles of
these are the best racist jokes.
Of a terrible book. I'm hoping that Simon chose to exclude the racist ones.
Yeah, hopefully you screen these.
Well, of course not. That would take just a modicum of effort that I don't possess.
We'll beep these out.
Why is the letter V like a young girl?
Oof. Why is the letter V 1959. Like a young girl?
Why is the letter V like a young girl?
Because it...
It's most of a triangle.
It comes to a point.
Oh, boy. It comes to a point. Get to the point, young girl.
Why is the letter V like a young girl?
Mm-hmm.
So what... Let's build backwards.
Okay.
What do young girls have in 1959? Pigtails? Ponytails? Is ponytails
hopes,
more bottom?
Dreams? Yeah. Thoughts?
No, Adel's on the right track with ponytails.
Ponytails. Yeah, tales about ponies.
So this is a
the letter V. Can it?
So
it's.
I could change this up and not do young girl. Yeah. I could say, why is the letter V
young
like Romeo
girl,
and Juliet?
Get out of this joke.
U and W.
Why is the letter V?
Why
like
is
Romeo
the letter
and
V like Romeo and Juliet?
They're both dead. They're both.
U and W.
In love.
Is it the letters that are around it, U and W?
It's a letter thing, but it's
young
not about
woman.
The letters that are around
it. Oh, Y and W?
Mm-mm.
Romeo and Juliet. RJ. RJ Board. RJ Grunts.
I don't know.
We need a better hint.
Why is the letter V like Beyonce and Jay-Z?
Madly in love. Well, why is crazy in love? Or, they're both in love.
Yes.
Okay, I get it. The letter V is in love, and so I see.
It's because it is always in love.
Yeah, couples help, but not young girls.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking like six. Like I was thinking like...
No, I think what this means is like it's 1959, so a girl's destiny is to get married.
I wasn't always in love when I was young.
You were
Whose
a child in the 59s.
I had...
Uh-oh.
I had Monty Python posters and Guster posters.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm okay.
I wasn't always in love. Were you ever in love?
Were you at World News when Guster came?
No. I nearly cried. I was so upset.
I will
so
introduce
upset.
You to
Don't.
Brian.
I'll be too nervous. I'll
okay.
completely
Never
blow
mind.
It.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are a child who has Monty Python posters on her wall.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a flashback. And... JPC, you are...
He's just reminding you of your life.
You are her dad trying to coax her into more like what a young child should have in their walls in terms of like the New Kids on the Block. Or
how
for
young?
Aaron,
how
I guess
young?
That would be like NSYNC or Backstreet Boys. Let's say that she's like 7 or 8.
7 or 8. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Dad, I rearranged my room. Do you like it?
Yeah, honey. I love it. I love what you've done. Are you sure that these are the posters that you won up in your room, sweetheart?
They're my heroes.
Monty Python is your heroes?
Mm-hmm. I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay.
Yeah,
I sleep all night
sure.
and I work all
the dead,
day.
The dead
I
bird.
Cut down trees.
There's a ton of good sketches in there, but honey, what about...
We cut to the dad looking around the room, naming some of the other posters on the wall. They're just wildly inappropriate for a young woman.
I mean, this is a poster from the... Major motion picture American History X.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that you would really want to display on your wall? I mean, granted, Edward Norton's a fantastic character actor, but this is the work that you want to remember him by?
It's not even necessarily the movie. It's the art for the movie.
Okay. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
And it's sort of the message of the movie.
Well, and you want this, honey, you want this on your wall. This is a full... page hamburger helper ad from the Sunday newspaper featuring, I guess it's an oven mitt or is it a glove?
Okay, well, I need to have something on the wall that I'm attracted to.
Okay. Okay, what about this? This is.
You want me to be? You this, want me to be? I'm telling you who I am. This wall is who I am.
And if you want to have a blown up novelization of Rasputin on your wall.
Oh.
I want you to have that if it makes you happy, but I just don't want you to pretend to be something that you're not.
Okay, I'll just start taking these posters down.
No, honey, you don't have to do that. The American History X one does need to go.
That way you can see. Oh, that was racist.
We should take off.
I want to see fan art of Aaron getting married to the glove from the Hamburger Helper.
No, but I also, in that, it's like not just our marriage, but like later when we have kids and you get to decide what the kids look
and
like.
And it's just like a human body with a hand on its head.
Or, I don't know.
Or just that hand with like human legs.
Ew. Oh, brother.
What is taller sitting down than standing up?
What is taller sitting down?
Sitting down. Than standing up.
A chair.
No.
I'm tired.
Is it a type of human?
No, it's not a type of human.
Is this a pun?
Is it alive?
It's alive, yes. And it's not a pun.
Oh, a giraffe.
Nope.
Shitting on another giraffe's face.
Oh, boy. Yeah, this is
a giraffe giving another giraffe a piggyback ride.
Yeah, this is a book from the 59, and they were all about giraffes eating each other out.
Oh, it was 59. I'm sorry, I misheard. 69. That is dumb. Yeah. Well, famously, when a giraffe gets eaten out, it gets taken to the fucking
and
moon,
angel
baby.
Gets its wings and gets to go to a Toys R Us for the rest of its life. What is taller sitting down than standing up?
Something living.
I interacted with one today.
Crocodile.
A train.
A living train.
A car.
It's living. It is alive.
Oh, a giant.
A dog.
A dog. A dog is taller sitting down than standing up. When can't a frog croak?
Dead. When it's dead. Wait, it does croak when it's dead. When it's alive.
When can't a frog croak? Oh, Lord. I don't love this answer.
Oh, jeez. I don't know.
When it's eating rib tips and ribbits.
No. So think about this in terms of when can't a frog croak? There's a phrase.
Lost its voice. When there's a phrase, frog in its throat. When there's a human in its throat.
Yes.
Is that it?
It specifically says when he has a man in his throat.
Oh,
there's got to be a better phrasing than
has
that.
Has to be a better phrasing than that.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you have just written. You're writing for the Golden Girls.
Okay.
In the I don't know, 80s, 70s. And Aaron, you're a line script supervisor, and you have taken umbrage with one of the lines that JPC wrote. And I might pop in as B. Arthur.
I don't get it. I think the joke will play.
Do you have any idea the audience for the show and who's on the show and what the show's about?
I'm assuming since I write for the show, it's just people like me that watch it.
All right. I want you in. All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Great
talk. You're going to.
No,
come back over here.
We're not
you're going to read the line that you wrote in the voice of an old woman, and then you tell me if it sounds okay.
And be respectful.
I'm so sorry. I will absolutely be respectful. I want to get down on some of that young dick.
Sounds good to me.
What?
That's actually not the line that we're talking about. Love that line.
Okay.
It's the other one.
Is that for me or Rue McClanahan?
Scene.
If you were painting a picture, what color would you use for the sun and wind?
And
if
wind?
If you were painting a picture, what color would you use for the sun and wind?
You're painting? I mean, the obvious would be yellow and like gray.
Mm-mm, but that's not what we're looking for here.
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
You don't paint the wind.
You would use Ray Blow.
Ray Blow. No, that's not it.
Is it a known color in like the Roy G. Biv spectrum? Or is it?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's not the same color.
Oh, so it's two different
answers. What color would you use for the sun and wind? Two different colors.
Red and black.
Red and black. Oh. Explain. Show your work.
Black and yellow.
Orange. Yeah, it's a Wiz Khalifa joke from 59.
Yellow, green, blue, purple?
No.
Or is it any of those colors?
No. Wait, blue? Yeah. Did you say? Yes, blue's one of them.
Blue for wind.
Oh, okay, because it's blue. So it'd be...
Yellow and blue.
Mm-mm.
What's like a color that orange represents...
Orange and blue.
What's a color for the sun?
Violet.
Mm-mm.
Violet
color
rays.
Color for the sun?
So you got wind. Wind is blue.
Blue. And
oh, because it blew.
Because of the homonym.
Oh,
so the sun blank and the wind blew.
Heat, hot.
The sun blank.
Shone.
And the wind blew.
Purple. The sun shone.
So blue is also past tense. So we're in the past tense.
Shine.
green.
So, Aaron, what color is shined?
It's like sort of a violet-y.
Indigo.
It's not the color that a sun would be.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of what color in Roy G. Biv would represent a past tense thing the sun does.
So the sun sets.
Set.
And the sun also?
Rises.
Bump and spikes.
Yes, Aaron, rises. Past tense.
Rose.
Thank you.
Oh.
Boo!
Rose and blue.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him happy doing riddles. The sun rose and the wind blew.
Boo.
Yeah, exactly. While we're on a roll, why do weeping willows weep?
Because Patsy Cline.
Because what?
Because Patsy Cline.
Because Patsy
weeping
Cline.
Weeping willows weep because...
You don't know that song?
I do know that song. And
you can take the sweeping willows.
I was going to say you're not... Well, no, you're not close with that joke answer. But there's a rhyme in it that's close, but that's not helpful.
Why do
you.
Willows weep?
Why do weeping willows weep? Why kind of tree. It's a kind of tree. You're familiar with weeping willow?
Because they're sappy.
That's a really good guess.
Yeah.
And a fun joke, but it's not it.
Ugh. Because they can't get to the root of their problem.
No. Again, we're on puns.
Because they want to be leafed alone.
Mm-mm.
Oh, because they got fucked over by their boyfriend. Okay.
You think that's the answer for 59? No, it's not it.
Oh, I heard 69.
Yeah, it's okay.
Ooh, give us a hint.
Okay, so they're sad for another type of tree.
They're sad because maples, because pine.
Palm.
They're pining for
another
they're
tree.
Pining for cones.
They're so sorry for pine trees that pine. They feel sorry, I'm sorry, for pine trees that pine.
Put this back in the ditch you found it.
Okay, we're almost done, but we don't want to ditch all of these riddles. What can you swallow that can also swallow you?
Well, based on that frog joke, I'd say a frog.
Water.
Water, correct, Aaron. What ship has no captain but two mates?
Friendship.
Yeah.
Fuck ship.
Friendship.
Friendship.
I want to see a scene.
Or courtship.
Depends on how you take mate.
I want to see a scene. You are two sailors on the sea.
Okay.
And you're both, you really want to be each other's friends, but you're both a little nervous because, like, adult friendship can be tricky.
Oh, tie up the mast. And rig the bow.
Tie up the mast?
Yeah, tie up the mast. Sorry.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing on this ship.
I don't either.
Yeah, I know.
I read a book called Nautical.
Yeah. You said tie up the mast,
dot,
and
dot,
that's
dot.
Something that I said a couple days ago, and someone looked at me really weird.
Really?
So,
I think I probably heard it from you.
Yeah, maybe.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Can you actually sit next to me, and we don't look at each other, so we can replicate, like, Catholic confessional?
Do you want to just step into the ship's Catholic confessional? This is an Irish Catholic ship.
Sure. I'm just nervous.
Have you seen Fleabag?
What's up?
Have you seen Fleabag?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay,
the hot priest?
Oh, the hot priest.
Yeah.
I can't step into one of these confessionals without getting a little hard and wet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not that I want there to be any sort of hot priest thing between the two of us.
Oh, no. Well, we're both sailors.
Sure.
Do you know what kind of ship has doesn't float?
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't.
Do you want to be my friend?
Want to be in a...
Jim,
relationship with
no,
you.
No, friend. Yeah.
Yeah, I could be in a friendship. I mean, adult friendships are hard and weird, and it's like, when
kiss!
Do we have... Oh,
that,
I'm sorry.
That
Gene
seal
Simmons,
is yelling at us.
Gene Simmons is boarding the ship.
Oh, my gosh.
See? all right, Aaron, this one I know that you'll get. When do dash hounds have eight legs?
Dash hounds.
When do dachshunds have eight legs?
Mm-hmm.
When they're on top of another one.
Yeah, when there are two of them.
When there are two of them.
Yeah, that's correct.
When they're on a flight and it has
a flight of hounds. For what man does everyone...
Wait, what was the answer?
When there are two
of them.
Oh, okay.
You got it. For what man does everyone remove his hat?
For what man? Oh, Lincoln, because it's weird. Because he got shot in the back of the head.
Yeah, you'd have to take your hat off for him.
God.
Oh, Mr. Uncle Sam.
I will only take my hat off for God, sir, which is why I remove it in church. When it's in Churchill. No, it's not God.
What man does,
everyone remove his hat? For what man does everyone remove his hat?
Dr. Winter.
I don't know.
No. Think about this. In order for this man to do their job,
Yeah.
You can't be wearing a head. Barber. I want to see a scene. Aaron, you're going into a barbershop. Adel, you are going to be playing the barber.
2 minute mic.
Aaron, you want a haircut, but you are refusing to take your hat off, and you want him to cut around the hat.
Okay, let me sit down on a chair here. My name is 2 minute Mike, and it's not for the reason you think. Because I love eggs.
I'd like a haircut, please.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, that's why you're here. Let's have you get it. What's going on here?
You just tried to take off my hat?
Oh, yeah. I just need to get you sound like a Russian acrobat in the 1930s.
Just trying to avoid getting my hat taken off. You just cut around it. Just cut around it.
Cut around the hat?
Definitely nothing weird under my hat. I just want to make this clear that there's absolutely, absolutely nothing weird underneath my hat.
Oh, sweetheart. If I cut around the hat, I'm going to give you a bowl cut.
Fine. Let it be a bowl cut then.
Hey! Ring, ring.
Your hat is ringing.
Excuse me, everyone. Pardon me. Just Officer Danny, doing a quick neighborhood patrol. Mike, I got to tell you, we're on the lookout for a woman who just robbed the city bank. Stole a whole bunch of nickels, and we're really looking to get those nickels back. So if you see anything suspicious, you do holler, ma'am. Oh, that's my horse. Gotta go.
She stole the nickels. They were under her hat.
That you answered your own riddle, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
This next one also has a policeman.
Couldn't tell if you were making a Chad Kroeger joke.
Why is a policeman like a crack in a bench?
Because,
this is awful.
Because they both divide us?
That's very close.
Because they cause a rift in the social fabric?
No. We're on the wrong track. Why is a policeman like a crack in a bench?
I don't know.
This one makes me sad to see.
It's from 1959?
1959. I'm going to tell you what this one is, and you tell me what you think it means.
Okay.
Why is a policeman like a crack in a bench? They will both pinch you if you park wrong.
What does that mean? Oh, pinch means to like arrest, right?
Oh, and park means to sit, I guess, in that kind of like.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I think
you got to walk a long way on this one.
I think in the 50s that was like a term for like.
Oh, park it here.
Yeah, you got pinched by the cops, like you got arrested or something.
I would have never gotten that.
It's like in a sting, you get pinched, right?
Yeah, the pinch part made sense to me, but if you park wrong, does that mean? I'm not going to spend any more time analyzing this motherfucker. Here's almost the last one. What should an envelope do when you lick it?
Say thank you.
Close.
Smoke a cigarette?
No.
Call you.
Smoke a cigarette.
Make you breakfast?
No.
Lick you back?
Reciprocate?
Yeah. It says if you lick the envelope should at least lick you, or at least offer, and then you can say, no, I'm too tired.
Gave you something.
Uncles?
Beep, come.
Get a little stickier.
What should an envelope do when you lick it? It should shut up and say nothing.
Is that what the answer is?
That's the answer to this riddle.
Whoa!
And Simon says, I am so sorry at the end of their email. And then Simon also included a photo which has one more riddle in it, which says, what did one tonsil say to the other tonsil?
I hope we don't strep throat.
What did one tonsil
say to the other tonsil?
You getting removed?
Yeah, pretty much. It's better get ready. The doctor is taking us out. So I guess it's like taking them out on a date.
I want to see a scene.
Okay.
JPC, you are a doctor. And Aaron, you are something that Dr. JPC has removed from a patient. Mm-hmm. And he has taken you on a date.
I've never been to such a nice restaurant before.
Yes. This is one of my favorite. It's technically a chain, but it's my favorite crab shack that I've ever been to in my life.
Have you ever been on a date with a bladder before?
I've been on a date with a couple people who blather on and on again.
Oh, I peed a little.
Oh, it's no worries. That's just your sphincter reacting in a natural way.
Oh my gosh, you know so much about me.
Well, every opening in a body is a sphincter.
Welcome, folks, to Crab on My Hater's Grave Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in the name, we have crab, so that is our specialty.
That's the specialty, yes.
We also have a delicious lemonade today. It's a raspberry lemonade. It is seasonal.
I'll have a Merlot, and the lady will have a big glass of bile.
Okay.
Please.
Merlot, some bile. I forgot. We also do have a cum sandwich on the menu.
Oh.
Ooh. No, thank you. That sounds
I'll have the cum sandwich.
Oh.
I'll have the cum sandwich.
Then we'll be taking that to go.
Ew.
Oh, maybe our greatest work yet. Well, speaking of cum sandwich, I'm hungry. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Ribblies and Boobles.
I'm sure all of our sponsors love getting to the break by hearing, speaking of cum sandwich.
We're going to take a very normal break.
Right back with some more Ribblies and Boobles. The doctor with the murder, did you did you do the cheat on the broken race? Burper dipper did, burter dipper goldfish, burper do, it went to carbon dipper airplane.
We'll be right back.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPC, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin, Claritin D. Claritin clear.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and They allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Lord, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be able to
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
Oh, Adel, we're back.
Adel's just showing me this YouTube video
of a guy losing his mind.
Yeah.
Speaking of a guy losing his mind, I've agreed to sit here as Old Man Puzzles and do riddles for everyone. Mm. So I have some prepared. Are y'all ready?
You're insane and we're all your bribbits.
Thank you, Swedish Chef.
Or do you need fewer? This show's become unlistenable. I'm insane. And you're all my puppets.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, we're ripe for a Shallows parody. This is this being released when it is. Perfect timing. Perfect timing on that. And again, we are sorry that Bradley Cooper died.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I hope. Can you imagine if he was actually dead and how lucky I would be?
Oh, my
what?
God. If he died, my heart goes out to the people who make the Avengers because, like, how are they going to keep Rocket Raccoon going?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Also, he's a human being.
What's up?
Rocket? No, he's not. He's a raccoon.
He's a raccoon.
Oh, are you talking about Groot? Because Groot's a tree.
Oh, Groot? Him's a tree.
Susie regularly writes and destroys messages to herself.
Susie sucks.
Usually, people write such notes as reminders, such as in calendars. But Susie never expects to forget what was in the messages. Why write them, Susie?
Susie's life
message
is...
Message in a bottle.
Message in a bottle.
Message in a Susie. The movie Memento is based off Susie's life. Every day she wakes up, she has no recollection. She has to remind herself of what's going on.
And they were like, yeah, but that doesn't work for a movie, so it has to be tattoos. So Message in a Bottle and Susie's in Memento are the two... that are currently on...
Well, the way you say them back to us makes it sound like...
Well, yeah, you're wrong.
They're shitty answers. Mm-hmm. What's read it again. So Susie writes letters to herself or messages to herself.
Yes. Susie regularly writes and destroys messages to herself. Usually people write such notes as reminders, such as in calendars, but Susie never expects to forget what was in the messages. Why write them? You're going to love this answer.
Is she doing homework?
She's not doing homework. That is a good guess, but she's not doing homework.
Can you give us a hint?
I can give you several hints.
Does she work at a Post-it factory and she has to test the product?
I work at a Post-it factory. No, that'd be insane, and these are my puppets. But no, she does not work at a Post-it factory. Although, I do want to see a scene. Aaron, you are going to be the boss at a Post-it factory. Adel, you are working at the Post-it factory. Mm-hmm. And Aaron is about to fire you for misuse of the Post-its.
You want to see me?
Yeah. Jeff, come on in and take a seat.
Okay.
I noticed that you're not wearing clothes, and you are wearing Post-its.
Yeah. Was there a problem that you wanted to talk to me about?
Did you pay for these Post-its, or is this company property?
Listen, I was told, or I guess shown by example when I got here, that
I've
been told that office supplies are okay to take, and we make office supplies. So let me be honest with you. My clothes is Post-its. I drive to work in a plane I made out of Post-its.
How?
Well, I can't fly it, so I drive it. I live in a Post-it house.
We cut to your Post-it house where you are coming home to your Post-it wife.
Oh, Posty, you're the only love of my life. Okay, I licked you. Now lick me back.
See you.
So here are some hints for you for this riddle. Does she show them to someone else, perhaps because they are cue cards for a newscaster? No. Are the messages intermediate steps in mathematical calculations or part of the process of encoding secret data? No. Are they intermediate steps in an electronic message handling process that is familiar to the public? Yes.
Fax?
No, fax would be a great guess.
It's a what that's familiar to the public?
Are they intermediate steps in an electronic message handling
Morse
process
code.
That is familiar to the public? No, fax and Morse code are not correct.
Does she do those caricature doodles by the boardwalk? Like put you on a skateboard.
The public
kind of thing?
Is very familiar with those character doodles by the boardwalk.
It's like you playing tennis.
Every city, if you're a city that doesn't have a boardwalk, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm from
Most
Chicago.
Of America.
I'm from Chicago. I care about one thing and one thing only, Navy Pier, where I go to eat my deep dish pizza, bubblegum shrimp.
Do you know that they do fireworks at Navy Pier every Wednesday and Friday?
Yes.
I didn't know that until like a month ago.
That's wild. Yeah, and we have a friend of the podcast, our friend Rush lives right next to Navy Pier, so he probably sees those fireworks all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's wild.
It blew my mind. I was there.
Oh, you shouldn't get your mind anywhere near the fireworks.
I put them right by it. I put my head so I could hear them.
Mm-hmm,
But yeah, I was like, what? Is this always here? Is this every night? And then I looked it up.
We saw the musical Six the other night, and we were, and it must have been a Wednesday. It was a Wednesday night because we were driving home from Navy Pier and we saw fireworks.
Did you like it?
We only saw like a couple fireworks go off.
No, the musical.
Hate the idea of fireworks. did I see No, the musical? I didn't, but I'd love
he
to.
He didn't like Six.
Who's in it?
He would have talked about it.
Here's my thing, my whole thing with Six, my whole thing with the musical Six, and this is JPC's Six
should've
Corner.
Should have been
5. Yeah, should have been 5. I thought it was great. It was very fun. It was a fun musical. I will say that in the musical Six, it's like these six women who all pretty much have their own song. There was a weird, like, I think that was like a weird light cue where you thought something else was going to happen at the end of the Britney Spears, Ariana Grande person's
yeah.
song.
Yeah.
At the end of that song, no one clapped.
Oh, wow.
Because I think the audience thought something else was going to happen because there was a very striking light pose. And then the performer kind of moved a little. And I thought she was going to go into like a different part of the song. And then it was an awkward moment. And then it just...
Yeah,
the musical
sounds like something
moved
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
That didn't happen any of the times I saw it. That's
but
interesting.
And I was thinking about it, and I was like, that has to stay with you. Because she had to continue performing the show. You don't have to leave the stage in that show.
She'll be haunted by that forever.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, after the show, like, you'd want to be like, hey, Kate, I'm so sorry. Like, that sucks. Like, Mariah was also watching the show with me, and she kept trying to like clap more for that performer.
Oh, I do the same thing where I'm like, come on everyone.
Like in the end when she like did her like little verse in like the very last song where I was like clapping for it, I was like, it's over.
I ran to see you scene. Mm-hmm. Aaron was just on Broadway in whatever musical that Aaron might be in.
No.
JPC, during the show, something really kind of embarrassing or awkward happened. And you're a paying audience member who's at the stage door to try and comfort her afterwards to make her feel better. Actors coming out.
Aaron?
I'm just trying to get home.
No, I saw the show. I really, really loved what you did.
You don't have to do this.
No, I don't. Can I just say, I would never have the courage to do what you do on stage. I'm an accountant, and last year someone came into my office, and they I was trying to swivel my computer screen around to show them the taxes that I was doing for them, and I also hit myself in the mouth of the computer screen and knocked all my teeth out, and I was so embarrassed. And I was so embarrassed, but you know what? It gets better. Because
you
a dentist...
You didn't do it in front of all those people.
No, but it was in front of my whole office. And these people, they'll all leave and they'll never come back and see the show. But I had to do it in front of people that I see every day. And when I was, just like you, when I was picking the teeth back up and trying to put them back in my mouth to prove to everyone that this is normal and it's okay, I also wet my shitty pants.
Oh, I'm sorry. I overheard teeth knocked out. It's you from the show. I was just in the audience. You were really bad. That was bad.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, it's...
Well, it's hard to sing when all your teeth are gone.
Oh, can I ask you something?
What?
How'd you feel about the show?
I think it was pretty good until all my teeth fell out.
Well, you must have a concussion. I'm six. Goodbye.
Feed.
that's the funniest thing where... After a show, I've heard people go up to people after an improv show, and the first thing they say is, how'd you feel about the show? It's like, you're in the fucking audience. Like, what?
JPC, before we move on to more riddles, what was your favorite song from Six?
But we haven't finished this riddle.
Heart of Stone.
Heart of Stone,
it's
yeah.
Be Heart of Stone.
I did also tweet about it, because Hearts of Stone is also the expansion to Witcher 3. It's one of the DLCs. And the whole time she was singing that song, I was just thinking about Geralt of Rivia, swinging that sword around. Oh, boy.
How are we
feeling
about the new Netflix series?
Fuck off with this Netflix
series.
You
gonna watch it?
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it. I'm a little dirty boy.
You can
spank my little pants. I'm going to watch the show.
What?
Fuck it. They cast Henry Cavill as the Witcher. I don't want to talk about it. He's a big block of wood. Ugh, he's the worst. Henry Cavill sucks, right?
Why? Yeah.
He's been in enough shit at this point that we can be like, this guy's not great.
He was good in the newest Mission Impossible, where he cocked his arms.
Yeah, he played a Rock'em Sock'em robot in that movie. That's the only thing I want to see
Rock'em
him cast
Sock'em.
In.
Rock'em Sock'em!
But he was good in that movie. A little mustache. He was fine. But I just don't think he's. I just don't think he's going to be a good Witcher. So I'll give you the riddle one more time. Susie regularly writes and destroys messages to herself.
Pass. I don't want to.
Usually people write such notes as reminders, such as in calendars. But Susie never expects to forget what was in the messages. Why write them?
She has a photographic memory and she's dumb.
I don't know.
Okay.
So
it's to solve a very common technology problem, and I will read this now. Susie has an IBM compatible computer and an Apple computer and wants to transmit data between them. With only one modem and little technical knowledge, she sends the data to herself through an online electronic mail service with one computer and receives the data with the other computer.
That sucks.
No, that's a very common thing. That's a very common thing.
And that one's from 1959 as well?
That's a good riddle. You have to admit, at one point in history, that would have been a very good riddle.
So she invented flash drives?
I'm going to do the rest of this episode from the floor.
I do just love...
Wait, Aaron, you've been doing it from the ceiling.
I know.
I love reading the answer to a riddle that is... has been replaced by so many pieces of technology.
Where basically it's not even in English anymore.
It reminds me of like that electronic ear splitters one that we did. It's like, oh no, do you want to go to the conference? Yeah. Conference concert. I
can't believe that you're still haunted by that riddle. That was over a year ago. April of last year.
So that shows you how much that woman will be haunted by that Miss Light Cue.
I honestly, electronic ear splitters is just not something I'll ever be able to let go of. Because it sounds so fake and so, like... if someone said that to me in an improv show, I'd be like, you're a fucking liar. okay. This is... we're returning back to Yolanda. To Susie. Back to Susie. I can always do it right, like, 50% of the time. Always right 50% of the time. Susie often passes a writing instrument across a surface for which it is intended, and within a few seconds...
Well, we know it's not a tablet.
Correct.
Because this is from the same book.
Within a few seconds, erases the result. What is she doing? What is she doing?
She's using a writing utensil across a tablet? What was it? No.
You said not a tablet.
Not a tablet.
Susie often passes a writing instrument across the surface for which it is intended, and within a few seconds erases the result. What is she doing?
One of those little toys.
One of those little toys.
This thing. You're thinking
an Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah.
But what you were doing with your hands, Aaron, can you do it one more time? So what you're doing with your hands right now,
twisting
what
nipples.
I wanted to say was, I have nipples, Fokker, can you milk me? Because that's kind of... what you're doing.
I don't see it.
Because your eyes are closed.
Yeah, I don't
open
see
them.
It.
Oh,
I'm twisting nipples.
Twisting nipples.
It's not
an Etch-a-Sketch. That's a great guess. It's not an Etch-a-Sketch.
Is she doing one of those things where it's like you take a piece of paper and take the engraving, shade the engraving of a tombstone?
No.
Bleak.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Bleak.
Bleak.
To like mop up excess grease?
Just to know, like, just for as a trophy,
like pepperoni.
To know who you've killed and keep a trophy.
No, she's not doing that.
Or to go to like the war memorial wall or something.
Or don't they do that in like the Big Lebowski to figure out what someone just wrote on a piece of paper?
Yeah, to shade it in.
No,
give
it's
us
not that.
Give us a hint.
Give us a hint, Din. Are computers or any other electronic devices involved? No. By what she is doing, does she intend to communicate to anyone? No. Although it is immediately erased, does her output from the writing instrument in turn help erase something else? Yes.
Our time. She's wasting our time.
She's wasting our time.
She did this so somebody could write a riddle about it and waste our fucking time.
She wants to waste our time. That's her primary purpose.
Is it whiteout?
It's not whiteout.
Good guess. No, I'm sorry. Good grief is what I meant to say.
I don't know and I don't care.
You don't know, you don't care.
And that's rare for me.
I will give you the answer to this riddle, and then I'll also tell you a tip that's just one of JPC's life hacks.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the answer.
Erasing colored chalk from a blackboard.
Oh, my God, of course.
Yolanda is a teacher and sometimes draws
Who's a teacher?
Fuck me. Susie is a teacher and sometimes draws diagrams on the blackboard using different colors of chalk. Erasing such diagrams leaves colored smudges on the blackboard. Susie discovered that scribbling over the colored smudges with white chalk and then erasing the scribblings helps to remove the colored smudges and, unlike wiping the chalkboard with wet rag, permits immediate reuse of it. So this is a real thing that you can do if you ever take a dry erase marker and someone uses permanent marker on a dry erase board. If you take dry erase marker and then write over the permanent marker, you can just dry erase that and then it'll all come off.
I don't believe you.
Yep, it's true.
Holy shit.
It's true. I've done it many times at
work. Who told you how to do that, though?
I think someone told me at work because every job I've ever had, I've had like a whiteboard by me.
Can I give you a life hack?
Sure.
This is one of Adel's life hacks.
Mm-hmm.
If you're out of like clean socks or underwear or like towels,
mm-hmm.
And you're lazy, just go buy new ones.
Oh, okay.
I got a life hack.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes if you angle the shower head right, you can eat a cupcake in the shower.
Can I give you one of?
Are you like a Kathy comic strip now? Yeah. What is going on?
Can I give you one of JPC's life crabs?
No.
Oh, okay, you don't want one.
No. But my thing also applies to a glass of wine.
Have you guys ever drank? I don't drink anymore, but have you ever drank in the shower before?
Once or twice.
I feel like I have a few times, too.
It's a very satisfying feeling. I used to do it when I would like go for runs, and I had a roommate who was a runner once who told me that after a run, a beer hydrates you better than water because it's got like electrolytes in it or the carbohydrates or whatever that's in it. So it's like it's more refreshing to you than water.
Was his friend selling beer at the time?
Was his friend an alcoholic?
He was not an alcoholic. He was in very good shape. So I would go for runs and then have a beer in the shower like as I was like cooling off. Great experience.
Nice. Oh.
Can't drink anymore, but...
The listeners are dying to know what brand of beer we talking.
So here's what I would do. I would take a Miller Lite. I would open it up. I would drain it in the shower. I would piss into the bottle, and then I would drink it, and I could not tell the difference.
When I've done staycations.
IPAs. It was IPAs.
I've, like, drank in the shower. You know
staycation, drinking in the shower. Staycation, gonna die alone.
Yep.
Staycation, birdie,
birdie. Oh, I'm trying to think if I've ever had, like, a glass of wine in a bath before.
I've done that, too. It's been a while.
Really? I love baths. Love them.
I bought a bunch of like bubble bath stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, jasmine, some eucalyptus, all the nice like the bombs and the salts. But I haven't used it yet at my
Jasmine the Disney princess.
Yeah. Right? Oh yeah. And her tiger too.
Fans, listeners, bring Aaron a bath next time you come to World
full
News.
Bath.
Or yeah.
Can I tell our listeners a secret? My boyfriend doesn't listen anymore, so.
Then but yes.
We've been thinking of, just talking about maybe moving in together, and he has an amazing apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
It's a great apartment.
You've been there?
I've been there.
You told us that's what's keeping you together?
Yeah, 100% what is keeping us together, but I don't know if I ever want to move in because he doesn't have baths.
Mm-hmm.
Will I take my baths?
That's a tough call.
I know,
you
right?
You can't retrofit that thing with a bath either.
No.
I that would be a big deal breaker for me, even though I have not taken a bath in my place and I've lived there for over a month now. Still,
just the option of being
the
able
option
to take
and
a
the
bath.
Idea of having a bath, yeah. Mm. And if I go to a hotel, it better have a fucking bath because I am definitely taking a bath in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
If ever I travel for work, you can bet this motherfucker's taking a bath.
I say by a kiddie pool.
I'm sorry.
Fill it with hot water. Yeah. okay.
Hey, come on into my hot kiddie pool. I got a hot kiddie pool in the backyard.
I did used to do that in Australia, though. I would buy kiddie pools and just sit outside and drink in the kiddie pools.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Because that's what you do in Australia.
Just drink in the kiddie pools. Just soak it in. Here's a riddle for you all. Magazines often contain postcards meant for use by new subscribers. That's just a fun... We're not even in the real yet. We're just learning shit.
Let me see the cover of that book. World's Most Boring Fucking Facts. Guinness Book of Bullshit.
World's Most Boring Fucking Facts? Okay, right. Now I'm listening.
Dead stop. Let's all tell three boring fucking facts. We'll go around the horn.
Let's see. You could have sex in a couple different holes.
You can kiss quietly. The noises that we make are noises we choose to make.
Did you know that when you come, it feels good?
When you have sex, you might accidentally fall in love.
Wash your hands before sex, as you can give your partner a yeast infection.
make sure if you have sex on a bed, it's laying down.
Pee after sex so you don't get a UTI and then talk about it on the podcast that you have.
And don't forget to sex after pee.
Ew.
Just to mix things up.
If you are jerking off and you get a little bit of your own cum in
where?
Your open mouth, don't tell anybody. This
Uh-oh.
Is your secret.
Uh-oh.
Keep it forever.
Keep it like a secret?
Scene.
Yeah, totally.
We're
characters. Ourselves.
We're all characters.
Keep it safe. Keep it secret.
Magazines often contain postcards meant for use by new subscribers. Some people consider them a nuisance and just toss them out. Some don't. Even though they won't ever use them for their intended purpose, why not just throw them away? This is fun.
What is the riddle? They're asking us, why don't we throw these subscription
postcards
away? Yeah,
some people don't throw away those postcards for new subscribers. Some people don't throw them away. Why?
Because they want to use them.
They want to recycle them. They want to send them in. Oh, they want to build. They want to build a better world.
I don't know.
This is, I will say that I will give you some clues to this.
Coasters?
You'll never, coasters is a better
coasters
answer.
For poor people?
Coasters is a better answer than this. Here are some clues. Could the need
the floor is coasters for poor people.
Wow, that's our new shirt. That's our new shirt. Could the need
just
oh, come into my house. Just so you know, the floor is coasters and my walls is sheets.
The floor is coasters. The floor is also table, chairs, and bed.
Do you guys remember when you
my
were
wife
kids playing
post-its.
That game, The Floor is Coasters?
Yeah.
Where you had to stand up on the couches and the chairs and the tables and put all your drinks on the floor? Ah, fun game. Could the need anticipated by those who save them be satisfied by blank paper of similar size and shape? No. Are they used to cause troublesome paperwork by writing someone else's name on them and then mailing them?
Yes.
No, but that's fucked. Is their reply paid status very important, more so for an ordinary postcard? Yes.
Oh, it's like the we had a baby pizza boy. You can use it to send a short message to someone.
Yeah, I guess.
Who works at the
at the magazine?
You're yeah. using the
it's
stamps.
Prepaid? Okay. I'll give you the answer.
Yes, please.
And then we can all just take a moment and just really think about what
so
we've
we
done.
Can all beat you up.
To deserve
I'll take
where
a
we are.
Riddle bath.
Postage for a first class item with a reply paid address must be paid by the recipient. City residents may hoard the cards in case of a garbage collector strike, perhaps believing that those who contribute to the garbage problem should help solve it at their own expense.
What the fuck?
I'm so confused.
I am equally confused.
So if you put a magazine subscription card on a trash bag, it gets mailed to the to the garbage man?
Put a stamp,
stop.
On a trash bag.
All right, we're going to see a scene. We're going to see a scene.
Just so everybody knows, we just realized in America, the greatest place on earth, anything you put a stamp on will get mailed to the person who delivered it.
We're going to see a scene.
This is a full
we're
going to
see a scene. Aaron, you and I are, we live together. Adel, you are our neighbor. We have been watching you do this for a couple of weeks now. But you take your trash bag, you put a stamp on it, and then you try to shove it into the mailbox instead of taking it and putting it into the trash can. Today, we're actually going to talk to him about it.
Okay, I think we should say
I don't want to say you think he's insane.
You okay, well, I think it's not.
Oh,
okay.
Hey there, friends.
Hi, how's good morning, neighbor.
Good morning, good
Mitch,
to see you.
Mitch, right?
Yeah, Mitch.
Happy Saturday to you.
Happy Saturday. Okay. What you got going on there?
Oh, just taking out the trash.
Yep.
If you will.
Yeah, we do it as well. We put it in the those city bins.
Oh, yeah, the mailbox, the city bin.
Oh, we put it in that big, like the green or the blue, depending if it's recycling
blue.
Or
oh, you
trash.
Have two different mailboxes?
Well, we have a mailbox, which is where we usually get our mail, but that's...
I have mail, Fokker. Can you box me?
Oh, this is probably a little too personal, but what kind of trash you got? What's in that trash bag?
What's in the trash bag? We got some Post-its. I have some...
Some Post-its?
Have some bananas that went rotten.
I have a
lot of tissue because I actually came into my open mouth, and then I had to clean out my mouth with
trying to nail a body.
You really just shouldn't tell people stuff like that.
Oh, really? Keep it to myself?
Keep it to yourself.
Totally. We totally believe that there's real trash in there. Nothing nefarious going on over there.
Yeah, at all. Yeah. So you're going to mail that to someone?
Yeah, well, famously, if you put trash in a mailbox, it will be sent to the person who caused it. Well, oh, so I guess it's coming back to me.
It's all coming back to you, Mitch.
Hey, why don't you guys come inside? I want to show you my basement.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah, why not? Magazines often contain postcards meant for use by the new subscribers. Whoa. That's how we started this journey. Speaking of taking a big old journey on a shit mountain.
Another sponsor?
We have another sponsor. What does everybody have to plug?
Oh, I'm going to, I was keeping track of all the podcasts I've done to promote them, mm-hmm. but then I lost that piece of paper that I was keeping track of.
You think a mean bird took it, right?
A bird.
A mean bird.
Big bird.
Yeah.
So if I guess it on your podcast, please email me and remind me because I can't recall all the podcasts I was on. So I'm going to do a new segment I like to call Doctor Recommendations.
No.
Is everybody feeling healthy?
Sure.
It's time for Doctor Recommendations.
Uh-oh.
Recommendations.
I'm ready.
What do you got?
The diagnosis.
Check out Hadestown. You got to listen to the music. It's on Spotify. The full album is now on Spotify. Best Broadway musical I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, interesting.
You're going to want to check it out. Listen to, if you like to listen to shows before you go see them, listen to the full album. It's incredible. Or go see it in New York if you ever have time. And then also check out a game I found at Gen Con called Just One. Is more fun than Codenames, and Codenames is one of my favorite games. It's a great party game. Check
okay.
it out.
Just One. Mm-hmm. J-U-S-T-O-N-E. Gotcha.
Yep. James, anything to plug?
Anything for me to plug? You can follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly, Instagram at SharkBarkman. If I had to recommend something, we just watched The Boys on Amazon Prime. It's like
that's good.
Superhero movie, superhero TV show. It's good. It's very fun, bloody, gory. Just a good time at the movies. And that's it. I don't have anything else to plug. Aaron?
Kiki?
Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram, because I have a web series coming out soon, and you'll find all the details about that there. Also, my recommendation is listen to Sammy Ray. She's on Spotify, but she has this amazing...
Oh, I'm sorry. You wrote down, I can see that, Sugar Ray.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Sammy Ray, she has this incredible like jazz voice, and it's a really great summer singer to be listening to. It'll make you happy.
Speaking of summer singers... Aaron, I had a song I wanted to sing in the Swedish Chef voice, but I forgot the lyrics. Can you help me out?
Mm-hmm.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on...
Giverny, Verny, Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Forever. Giverny, Verny, Jupiter.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keith.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.